This is Ombe Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Ombe Radio News at 11. I'm Seyu Tikwa. Good morning. President George Weah, Monday evening, made his first appointment in government affecting the Ministries of National Defense, Foreign Affairs, and Finance and Development Planning. Others are the Ministries of State, Justice, and Press Secretary, told the president. According to a statement issued from the office of the president, Major General Daniel Ziankan has been nominated to serve as Minister of Defense, while Brigadier General Prince Johnson is the new Chief of Staff of the AFL. Former Senate Pro Tempore Wesonga Finlay has been nominated as Minister of Foreign Affairs, while Natende Mangay, Chairman of the Coalition for Democratic Change, has been named Minister of State for Presidential Affairs. Samuel Tour has been appointed to head the Ministry of Finance and Development Planning, while Councillor Charles Gibson is named as Minister of Justice. Sam Manning has been named to serve as Press Secretary with immediate effect. These appointments are subject to confirmation by the Liberian Senate. Meanwhile, the following government agencies and ministries will hold on until further notice. The Minister of Information, Eugene Namwe, the Minister of Education, the Minister of Internal Affairs, Vanin Saliv, the Inspector General of the Liberian National Police, Colonel Gregory Coleman, and the Director General of the General Services Agency, Mirabra. All other ministries and agencies will be supervised by the Director of Human Resource until further notice. Scores of CDC partisans who cleaned portions of Mazuaro County for the inauguration of President George Weah will today and tomorrow be certificated in appreciation for the work done. Over 2,000 partisans of the CDC were divided into six zones to clean from the Duco Hotel to the Roberts International Airport. The youth league chair of the party, Jefferson Koji, said, though the work was done voluntarily, the party wants to appreciate the partisans in a unique way. Koji said, those who took part in the process will assemble at their various centers as their promise to clean the entire country remains on course. Transparency International and the Center for Transparency and Accountability in Liberia, CENTAL, are calling on the government of Liberia to follow through on commitments to clean up the government and tackle corruption. According to CENTAL Executive Director, Transparency International's chapter in Liberia issued a series of reform and policy recommendations to the government ahead of the inauguration of President Weah. Anderson Miamin said, Liberia has a protracted history of corruption and bad governance, which have consistently undermined sustainable development, effectiveness, and efficiency in public service. Among several reforms and policies, the group recommends that the government ensures the independence of the Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission and gives it the right prosecutory power to quickly investigate and prosecute corruption cases. The National Social Security and Welfare Corporation, NASCOM, has dedicated its multi-million-dollar medical diagnostic center. The medical facility comprises a three-story imaging and laboratory building and a four-story clinic and residence building. The state-of-the-art facility will complement and provide much-needed high-level laboratory and imaging diagnosis to thousands of citizens who unfortunately die as a result of a common undiagnosed disease. The facility will further enable technology and specialized skills transfer to local Liberian medical technicians, contributing to capacity buildings, as well as encourage and attract the attention of Liberian medical professionals abroad to return home. NASCOP Executive Director Dewitt Van Babus said the medical center contributes to the achievement of one of the key development goals of the administration of former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf worked towards. The news is coming to you from Omio Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A high-level United Nations report says the UN's flag and blue helmets no longer offer national protection to its peacekeeping forces, hold should not shy from using force if necessary. According to the report, UN peacekeepers should be prepared to take offensive measures to eliminate threats. It said that force was the only language understood by attackers. Almost 200 peacekeepers have been killed in the past 5 years. Missions in Africa are among the most dangerous. And the U.S. has approved controversial tariffs on imported washing machines and solar panels. The move is in line with President Donald Trump's America First trade policy, which aims to protect local manufacturers from the foreign competition. A spokesman said the administration will always defend American workers, farmers, ranchers, and businessmen. But China and South Korea, whose manufacturers will be most heavily affected, criticized the move. U.S. officials said more trade enforcement actions will follow. That's the Army Radio News update at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIL, you can log on to www.omil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omil2003, or twitter/omilnews. I'm Seyi Tukwa. Good morning.